This man has it. Paddy Clifford solos. Neat little ball inside. Ball. Oh, brilliant for Darragh Moynihan. Darrell continuing to play. Give it aside to Braston. Punch. Braston coming in the edge of the square. Is he pulled down? Oh, chance here. Is it a goal by Diarmuid O'Connor?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's a goal.
And is it Diarmuid O'Connor? Up the umpire. Diarmuid O'Connor, the man from the Vale. What work by Tony Braston. Now it's gone up. It's a goal. Great move by Kerry. And that's where you want your midfielder on the end of the move, Amber.
He's had a great game. No more than what he deserves. He played very well. Right through this game. 52nd minute, bullet bottom right hand corner.
114 to 6 points. Now that ball is put up one brother to another. Oh, soccer
line.
Clifford Luke. Oh, chance here. Tony Braston giving it across the square. O'Connor. Oh, yes. Shawnee O'Shea. Shawnee. Oh, a goal by Shawnee O'Shea. Brilliant, brilliant move. What a genius David Clifford is. This Tony Braston. And what a goal. And he turned his marker inside. Shawnee O'Shea has made it 2-15. Tyrone 9 points.
That's brilliant. The likes of that dude was worth it alone. He admitted
David
State.
Clifford.
Sheer brilliance from Clifford. And watch the finish from O'Shea. Bullet bottom left hand corner.
What genius by David Clifford. Out of the sideline, underneath the Hogan stand. Looped the ball over. And there was Tony Braston. Played across the square. Shawnee O'Shea's hit the back of the net.
There you go, hit the back of the net. What a performance. 2-18 to 12 points, the tail of the tape in Croke Park, and some genius moves by David Clifford and brilliant performances right across the team. I spoke to Tim Wynan just before coming in here this morning. First of all, put it to him that this win was very firmly built on Kerry's defence.
Yeah, do you know, Jerry, when you say about this win was built on, I suppose, knowledge of how Tyrone in the past have come out. And they come out with intensity. I suppose in sport, we sometimes you can be bullied on the field. That was not going to happen to Kerry. And I suppose from past experience, under Jack in the management team, and likewise under other managers, we found it very tough and struggled against the Tyrone team. You go back to that famous COVID story that we come when Tyrone beat us in that All Ireland semi final. They came out with massive intensity, and I suppose the most important thing was Kerry come out and do that. And I suppose when you're summing it up, Jerry, we did to Tyrone over the weekend on Saturday what they did to us in the past. And you know, every guy, we put down a marker right from the throw-in, both in the first half and the second half. Diarmuid O'Connor won that ball in the middle of the park, and he'd transpired a brilliant game after. So we weren't going to be bullied. Physically they weren't going to do what they did to us in the past. And you're rightly say there, our defence was absolutely, it's the first time we alluded to the commentary, Jerry, that we were so comfortable in our defence. And I've never seen it from a Kerry team over the last 10-15 years. We were comfortable collectively and individually in the defence, and I think the victory in the end came from, that was the foundation for the victory.
That speaks to organisation, and it speaks to, I suppose, the ability to be able to turn over those balls. And those turnovers really made the difference, particularly in that nip and tuck first half up until the last 5 minutes, when Kerry kind of stretched a bit of a lead, that they were able to blunt Tyrone's attacks but also convert those into scores.
Correct, Jerry. Those 9 points in the first half, 6 of those came from turnovers. And that would tell you they really worked. And you know, in the past, and you don't, we often spoke to it ourselves, Jerry, the two of us off air, that, you know, when a Kerry player got back to 0-3, on the party, when a Kerry player got a ball, there was 3 or 4, I think that's famous photo of Derek Canedo, was it 4 or 5 players around him, dispossessing him. Kerry were doing that to Tyrone, in the first quarter, well, I suppose between the first quarter and maybe the 25-minute mark in the first half of the last day. You know, Tyrone player would get a ball, suddenly there was 3, the referee would blow for all carrying, 3 out. So, you know, I know you can bring the Paddy Talley scenario into it, but I think it's because we suffered in the past. And, you know, anything that's been asked to Kerry this season, Jerry, you know, that day against Clare when it was very tough for the Clifford boys, again against Louth after when a lot of people struggled against, a decent Cork side, as it transpired after. But when Kerry are asked to do something this year, they've done it. And that's the one thing I like. It's nice. It's a serious trait to have. Yeah. But, it was down to intensity. And like I say, and the physical stakes, we were winning. You couldn't say that of all the battles the last day, Joey, we were winning all the individual battles.
Yeah.
And then collectively as a team. And we had big performances right around the team.
Yeah, and the Canavan brothers were kept relatively quiet. A key thing going into this game was the big concern that Tyrone would have too much for us in midfield. Con Kilpatrick and Brian Kennedy, it turned out to be exactly the opposite. We had too much for them with Diarmuid O'Connor and Jack Barry.
Yeah, and you know, we got to listen to Jack as well, Jack O'Connor. You know, in the last number of games, he said, you know, we see Jack Barry, and he said about the flamboyance, he might be seen by Dermot O'Connor, but the amount of work Jack Barry does around the field, I think it was very evident the last day. If you remember that ball that came off the upright. No, if Jack Barry wasn't back there, the one-on-one with the keeper, it could have been a goal for the Tyrone guys. So Jack was under that, you know, that upright to bring that ball away. So we don't see, just because he's not going up and kicking scores, the amount of work he does around the field. And with Dermot O'Connor, look, I know it was Jack planted the seed a couple of games ago saying that he expects a big game because he's promised so much from Dermot O'Connor. Dermot O'Connor now is coming of age. Like, he was serious against Louth. Again, he backed up that performance with a great game again against Tyrone. So, look, hopefully that monkey's off the back. And, you know, it isn't just about our midfield, it's right through. But just one area of the field that we were questioning, have can Kerry get the dominance there that they've had in the past? And I think the last day proved a point. You're up against two serious midfielders, and Kerry, I think, came away with the plaudits the last day, Ger.
They certainly did. Look, you go into the forwards then, Tim, and perform brilliant performances everywhere, really. Adrian Spillane showed up particularly well with 2 points, but when you talk to Shawnee O'Shea, what he's scoring, David Clifford, you know, not his best day, and in saying that, look at the scores that he got and his contributions, and that moment of absolute genius under the Hogan stand in the second half to create that goal for Shawnee O'Shea.
Yeah, Jerry, absolutely. You know, you look at that spread of the scoring in the first half, you know, you'd starting forwards scoring. So that was taking the pressure off David Clifford. And there are days that David, I won't say be quiet, because even if he didn't kick a ball, there's two or three around him. And, you know, it was very important in his post-match interview after, David alluded to that, like, that, you know, that our forwards are decent, serious forwards, I suppose, for want of a better word. But look, that moment of genius out underneath the Hogan stand. And, you know, we always said it, Jerry, here in the programme, with the Gooch, Morris, Fitzgerald, those guys that can know what they're doing with the ball before it actually arrives. And, you know, it's the speed of brain, you know, his brain thought, for want of a better word. Like, when that ball was played up along the wing, which Jack alluded to, was in a very tight area of the pitch, because Jack was, I won't say complaining about the pass, but it was very, two guys chasing him, and the next thing, tapping the ball down onto the boot and looping it over and into the breadbasket of Tony Boston. He did a lot of good work after that, getting it across the square, and Shawnee had a bit to do. So a beautiful dummy, right, left, two Tyrone guys were on there, but in the goal mouth and into the back of the net. But it didn't end up as a goal, we could be question, why didn't you finish that move to make it a great, and that's what made it extra special. You know, there were so many areas of that play that we have to review, and it's pure genius. But looking at the thing as a whole, it was a 5 points he kicked, Jerry, 5 out of 13 shots. In another day, David Clifford will kick 13 of those. You know, that's the type of player. So look, there's huge positives. We can get carried away, Jerry. Derry will go off with a different challenge, but I think anything that's been thrown at us this year, we've come out the right side of it.
Yeah, we're figuring it out as we go along. With that in mind, how much of a factor, and maybe you look at all four games at the weekend and you point to it, but maybe it's not the reason why every game was lost, but that break of a week made a big difference, I'd say, for teams, particularly if you look at the second half fade outs of some of the other sides.
Yeah, Jerry, it's a huge factor. It's a huge factor in the sense, you know, we see what happened Mayo, happened Tyrone. It gives whatever way they have phased the training and the work they can do within that 2 weeks, it gives you a recovery period as well. And I think I remember speaking to Paul Ganey in the last couple of years, and he was saying to me they'd love a game to come every 2 weeks. And if you go back to that COVID scenario when we mentioned Tyrone again, when we lost out to him a couple of years ago, that break of four weeks didn't do Kerry any good.
No.
Because they were primed to go after 2 weeks, and suddenly you have to build it up and go again. And that's what we were caught. That's what we were caught.
And going into Croke Park after 2 weeks of play, then going into Croke Park, which just says, I think Jack Connor referenced it, it saps the legs from you, the energy from you, the wide open spaces, yeah, has an impact.
Absolutely, and mentally and physically, and you've got this fresh team coming out. And you know what's very notable the last day, Jerry? Tyrone were doing a one on the inline in the canal end, short passing, and then taking off the pace. All Kerry's warm up was foot passing. And we alluded to the start of the commentary, myself and Ambrose, that there's going to be a kicking game today, and that's the way it transpired. And the youth, and no, but and we cry out for that all the time, Jerry. You might be able to do it in every phase of play, but there are times in the game when space opens up, and I thought Kerry executed that with precision on Saturday, and you know, and that's the way we want to see. Look, that second half, it was a joy to watch. You know, and no matter what the opposition, I think a lot of people, a lot of teams would have suffered at our well, for our cause the last year because of the way we played, you know.
Yeah, Tim, Derry certainly very well organised, defensively very well, coped with everything the Cork threw at them, so they will have their own challenge. The other two teams, the other side of it, Dublin and Monaghan, Dublin looking very impressive against Mayo. So this is still wide open, this All-Ireland.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Jerry. We can't take anything for granted, but the good thing is they don't look beyond the next game, Kerry. At Tyrone, you see what they are. Look, you know, they're winning games. They've won their Ulster Championship. They beat Cork yesterday. At times, it might be a bit of dour play, and that's where they're going to go ultra-defensive again. But Kerry, you know, at times in the past, we couldn't break down these defences. But I think, look, we've the golden boy now. That is David Clifford. He won't stay around the edge of the square if he's not getting the ball. He'd come out. He'd give things. And, you know, that switching of Sean O'Shea and David Clifford from full forward to centre forward or to the half forward line is really working. It's all about putting players out of position now, letting guys, you know, think what is he going to do next. And I think Kerry have the edge there. I would be hoping that, look, it could be tight, Jerry, but I'd be hoping that, you know, we've been hurt in the past, and I think there's a down a marker. And, you know, it's been such a tough year for the Clifford boys. And, you know, these guys are still grieving. The poor boys lost their mom. So they're doing everything. Everything is showing with character, and they're going about their business. And there's a driving force within this Kerry camp this year. And hopefully we can see it out, Jerry, you know.
Yeah, final point, Tim. Look at what happened Mayo this season. I mean, beating Kerry comprehensively, looking like contenders for the All-Ireland. And then, as it happens, losing out against Dublin yesterday. That game in Killarney seems like a long time ago. Is this season the way we're going through these matches now, the round robin? You have to calibrate, you have to try and hit things at the right time.
Oh, 100%, Jerry, and that's what it's all about. Like, you don't want to, what is it, the 15th or 16th of May in Killarney, you don't want to peak then, you know. And, you know, for Mayo, and you're hard to go out to them at times, you know. They have such amazing support and follow, but, you know, there's so much hope there when they get a result like, you know, beating Kerry, and suddenly what happens after, they go, things don't happen in the final stages of the group stages, and suddenly they find themselves playing week on week, just we were just speaking about. It's yeah. About hitting form at the right time. We didn't want the Kerry team to, you know, peak at May. We want to peak over the next couple of weeks, and I would hope, and there's going to be you know, a few barriers in between, but you would hope. And look, the other side of it, look, Jerry, yesterday it was a demolition job, what Dublin did on Mayo. These are serious contenders now. They're benched, they're rolling the big boys off the bench, the Kieran Kikinis of this world, Jack McCaffrey, and our bench, Jerry, our bench as well has having a huge impact with the likes of the Stephen O'Briens of this world coming off the, you know, onto the pitch the last day, the Michal Burns, you know,
Tony Brosnan's,
and Tony Brosnan. This is what's going to finish out the final quarter in a lot of games for us, you know.
Yeah, certainly is. Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us this morning.
Great speaking to you, Jerry.